near them. Shattered visage lies, whose sneer of cold command tell that his sculptor well those passions read. But she had survived, stamped on these lifeless things. And on the pedestal, these words remain. My name is Old Mandy, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
For most of my life, I didn't have the slightest fear of dying. No reason for it. I always figured, if my time has come, well, that's just fine by me. But then I met her. And for the first time in my life, the idea of dying began to scare me.
When the time comes when you finally decide to embrace your destiny, my life will be at your service, as it was to your father's. Whatever you command, I will obey. But until that day comes, I call the shots. Now, get up! Fight! Your training is not yet complete.
He took a meat cleaver and he cut off a finger and he said he was gonna keep cutting off fingers one by one till I told him where you were. He cut to number 7 before I did. Don't you look at me like that. Where were you, Joey? It was your plan. You were supposed to look out for me and you left me alone with that psycho? I didn't want to give you up, but it was my life, Joey! It was my life. Sergeant, I can't take this much longer. I want to go home. I miss my family. I miss my ranch. Please, sir! I want to go home! I want to go home!
I distinctly remember telling you to stop the bus. I didn't say shoot the bus. There was an informant on the bus we needed to question, and now I have a bloody great mess to clean up.
Things got complicated.
Oh, I hate when things get complicated.
Will you please just shut the fuck up?
You have not stopped talking since we got in the car, which was 5 hours ago. Oh, how many of them are in there? What do you think they're talking about? How the hell should I know? And no, we do not have time to go get donuts in the middle of a fucking stakeout!